woman sitting next table to me at the newly remodeled Island Cafe said, "You're lucky my husband isn't here." Since I hadn't made a pass at her, I asked why was that, and she said, "He used to wear a battered, beat-up, half-composted hat a lot like mine. He called it his go-to-hell hat." It's amazing how this old fedora of mine elicits continuous comments and sometimes physical interventions. I was accosted by the Safeway security guard up north a while back who demanded I stop. "Stop? Who? Me?" I asked, and she insisted I produce a receipt of purchase after accusing me of stealing the 2 half racks of beer I was loading into my truck. Not that my hat made me a prime suspect. Safeway, let it be known far and wide, is a profiler. And apparently my sombrero fit their profile. Sitting in an airport lounge a few years ago, an attractive stewardess sat herself down next to me to ask which I was, a writer or a musician. She at least didn't ask if I was an artist or a bum, or an old geezer with a go-to-hell hat or a shoplifter. I've worn hats since I was a kid in high school, mostly the ones my grandpa gave me when he'd updated to a new one. Me, I don't update. And anyway, I don't have an impressionable grandkid to lead down some nonconformist primrose path. A hat makes a good umbrella. Keeps my head warm and it hides my uncut hair, saving me hundreds of dollars in bad haircuts. I don't go anywhere without one, sort of like a credit card, only the truth is it makes getting credit harder. More profiling, I guess. So I wear mine until it falls pretty much to pieces. Then, worst case, I'll put them on my garden scarecrow to give the crows and the deer a pretty good laugh.